This is your Group Quest Daily News for June the 6th. Yeah, it's a Monday, 2022. In today's news, brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest, we talk about little 2K22 for WWE, Xbox Bethesda schedule, and an update on Diablo Immortal. But today we start with a lot of feedback coming back from Sonic Frontiers. And by the looks of things, it's very, very negative. This comes to us from Eurogamer.com, or .net. I'm sorry, Eurogamer.net, duh. Anyway, they pulled some rather negative comments about the game via Twitter and some blog posts, to where on Twitter, @MatchesMalone, @cell_0801, said, and by the way, I'm not going to swear, "This looks like blank. Stiff and clunky as blank. This boom levels of incomplete. This is embarrassing. How is Sonic Team this incompetent? Why did they feel this was ready to show off? It looks like a tech demo or a fan game. Damn." At Nico CBB said, "If anyone thinks delaying this game even another 5 years is going to fix it, you're in for a rude awakening. They're calling for #replaceSonicTeam. Wow. You're thinking a dog to learn how to drive a truck and think it simply needs more time." At Mardiculous said, "Fans want to enjoy an increase in polished game offerings, like you enjoyed increased business offers and sales. It was a fan that led to the movie redesign that helped you achieve that success. It is time to raise our bar, not Sega's." There's a lot of just negative things, even through just some basic gameplay. So what did you think about it? Let me know at Joe Brahms. Try not to be too negative. I won't blame you if you are. Now, GameSpot.com found an article that says that Jeff Gertzman part ways from Giant Bomb. And according to Giant Bomb's announcement, it's a quote, "Jeff is a co-founder of Giant Bomb and has been the heart of the site since it launched in 2008. Whether it's quick looks, live streams, or the boomcast, you have consumed content that he had a hand in making. Jeff has shaped Giant Bomb in a profound ways, and he also been a key part of bringing on board the voices that have defined the site through its different eras. To this day, Giant Bomb's influence on the way video games are covered on the internet is still as pervasive as ever, and Jeff remains inseparably attached to that legacy." So it looks like that he will be missed from the company. So we shall see what happens. They do have a Twitch channel, twitch.tv/giantbomb, and it'll be up on giantbomb.com/chat, which will be on June 7th, so tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. Now we go to destructoid.com, and they are saying that a model was indeed a part of Resident Evil 4. So, she was a part of the trailer. So the model Ella Freya did take to social media to identify herself as the face model for the Dazmal in Distress, Ashley Graham. So this is indeed, you know, very cool, at least on her part. But hey, if you're being modeled after in a game, then that's that's pretty good, I would say. So well done on her. And what not be very well done is, this is another article from Destructoid.com, and they said that they found a YouTuber post that you could actually spend over $100,000 to max out your gear in Diablo Immortal. Now, to be honest, we do know that Diablo Immortal does have some microtransactions, you know, with the different eternal orbs. And they're not the only game to do that. Like, you could buy bars in Far Cry 5, you could buy packs in Hearthstone. You know, there's other ways, you know, to make money, and I said this on the weekly show. This is not the way to do it. And the reason why they're saying that is because if you just play for free and you get legendary gear, that legendary gear only goes to 2 stars. The only way to get to 5 stars is if you pay money. And I said before, this is a horribly bad idea. Just saying. But I do try to keep my opinions out of the daily show. But hey, if I said it on the weekly show, I have every right to repeat it. Okay? You have your own opinions. You can let me know your opinions at Joe Brums on Twitter. I don't run from you. Gulvin does. Anyway, now we go to DualShockers.com and the Xbox and Bethesda Game Showcase now has a bit of a schedule to it. So, it is Sunday, June 12th. It starts at 1 p.m. EST, okay? And it'll be on YouTube.com/Xbox, YouTube.com/Bethesda, Twitch.tv/Xbox, Twitch.tv/Xbox ASL, Twitch.tv/Bethesda, Twitter.com/Xbox, and Facebook.com/Xbox. I think I got them on Twitch. I think I do. So that'll be Sunday. And what we'll be looking forward to? Well, we put that on the weekly show. But from Xbox, I don't think we said anything about them. So we might talk about that on next week's show. Maybe. We'll see. Now, another thing that we found is that WWE 2K22 up on DualShockers.com has indeed added some more characters to their game. And right now, we are at the Stand Back Pack, which will have Hurricane Helms, Stacy Keibler, A-Kid, and Wes Lee. Now, what's going to happen about 3-4 weeks after that is going to be June 28th, Doink the Clown, Ronda Rousey, she had to come along sooner or later, the British Bulldog, oh boy, Mr. T, yep, him, Dewdrop, and Rick Boogs. So a couple of new people that showed up, and a couple of people that has been in for a while, or has been within the company for a while, but hey, that's what's going to happen. I will let the rest of that go later, even though it is Rob Van Dam, okay? But we will end today with Just Cause is still in development, and Square Enix does confirm that. Now, this comes to us from GameSpot.com, and we know that the Embracer Group took all of the Western companies from Square Enix, okay? So since that happened, since all that did occur, it was really time, you know, to see if anything was going to happen with Just Cause Mobile, any of the other Just Cause games. And Yusuke Matsuda, the president and CEO of Square Enix, said they're still working on developing the new title in the franchise on Just Cause. So, hey, it's still being worked on. And they might have moved that game over to the Japan team and not in their North America team. Hey, business moves are business moves. Yes, they are. So, with that said, this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. You can find us all at thegroupquest.com and, of course, dawnforge.com. We will see you guys tomorrow with more games. Guaranteed. It is that time of year. Summer is here, and oh boy, here we go. So go play some games, y'all. See you tomorrow.